The Art Spot on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
Hi, you're listening to The Art Spot. I'm Jillian Lee, and I am here today talking about the Art Center Spring Craft Fair, which will take place on April 25th this year, which is a Saturday. The craft fair is at the Art Center. It's inside this year, so you will be air-conditioned, and we don't have to worry about the rain. It's going to be from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and we have about 25 local craft vendors, local artisans and artists who are selling all handmade goods. And I've got a few of them here with me today to talk about their craft and what they love doing and what they'll be selling at the craft fair. So I'm going to introduce my guests. First, I've got Joyce Allen. Can you say hi?
Hi.
We've got Cheryl Philpus.
Hello.
And Kyle Syrie.
Hi.
Did I say it right?
You did.
There we go. So we're going to start with Joyce. And do you want to just tell me what your art is and your background?
I'm a writer. I've been writing for quite a long while now. Entirely adult mainstream material until very recently. I have books and short fiction and short nonfiction. In the last few years, I got going on a fantasy trilogy aimed for middle school, and it has to do with some with mythology, some with computer hacking. It is set partly in Durham and partly in a lot stranger places.
That is very cool.
And I'm finding the first two are out. I'm working on the third. I'm finding that the first two are being read by middle school kids. They are also being read by adults.
I want to read it now. That sounds really good. Will you be, you'll have the books at the fair?
I'll have the two of those at the fair. And I'll also have my last adult book, which is called Hannah's House.
Oh, lovely. Let's go on to Cheryl. Cheryl, what do you have for us?
Well, I have something unusual that most people haven't heard of. They're called tamari, or Japanese thread balls. And I took a class in this 2 years ago and just got addicted to them, and they started filling up my house, and I give them away, and then I got talked into doing some craft fairs, so I'm doing this. I make the balls by hand and then decorate them.
They're really beautiful.
Thank you.
We're going to talk more about what they are later. Kyle, what's up with you?
So I recently started trying to commercialize a product that I've been making for a while. I'm 29, but I've had a beard for the last 12 years, so I was an early bloomer. And I'm making right now beard oil, beard balm, and beard wax. The main reason being that a lot of stuff on the market's expensive and also not particularly good for you. So it has things like silicone, and you don't really know where it's from. So I'm making all natural products for your face and for men right now, but hope to expand to women soon.
I'm excited about that. I'm glad that we can offer something for the guys this year and have more male vendors. Usually we have lots and lots of very talented women, but not a lot of men participating. Joyce, is this your first time at a craft fair, or do you do these a lot?
I've been doing them for a while. Yeah. I haven't been doing them forever, but a few years ago I got started participating.
Do you enjoy it?
Yeah, very much.
Good. Good. We like having you. Cheryl, how about you?
Well, I did two small ones before Christmas, and those were the first two I had ever done. And
I think you make great ornaments.
Yes, I do some that are specifically Christmas colors, and then I have ones that are more neutral or Carolina blue or spring colors. So I'll have all of those at the craft fair.
Kyle? Your first time?
This will be my first time as a vendor, but I've been to them before in the past, although I will admit that it's been longer than I'd like.
No, we'll have to have more of them so you can come with more.
That's right.
What's your favorite part about doing a craft fair? Cheryl?
Well, I like talking about my tamari, that I actually will have the various stages, because there are layers inside the ball, and so I have samples of all the different stages on display. And I like to talk to people about it.
I think that's one reason we like having them at the Art Center, is because people get to really interact with the artist and learn about the art form itself. I'm really excited to have so many different vendors this year. Let me tell you about some of them, listening audience. We've got a few people making soap. Maisie's Summer Soap is back. She was at the Elf Fair, and we really like having her. We've got some children's toys from Little Oak Crafts, and Cupcake Science is back again. And we've got the Triangle Weavers Guild, and they'll be doing a demonstration and letting kids come up and play with the loom again. I played with the loom. I am not a kid. I am a 30-year-old woman, but it is really fun. Now I want to take a weaving class. You guys done any weaving? No. They're shaking their heads.
No.
If you could take a class in any kind of art, what would it be?
I'll reframe your question. If I could be good at any kind of art, I would love to get better at sculpture or pottery.
You could take a class in that at the
I know.
Art Center.
I don't have the skill, but maybe that would help me develop it.
There you go.
Well, I've been doing some Japanese flower arranging, Ikebana, and I'd like to be better. I've been taking classes in that, and that I'd like to get better at.
I'd like to be better at flower arranging. That would be fun. Joyce, how about you? Are you going to branch out from writing?
Once in a while, I have taken an art class at the Art Center. Right now, I'm trying to finish this third book, so my time is a little tight.
I imagine that would take up most of your time. Kyle, what got you into the beard making? Just taking care of your own face?
So I'm kind of a compulsive crafter, I will say that. And I've probably tried maybe 40 or so products on the market, and none of them were really that satisfactory to me. They're also quite expensive. And so I wanted to find a way to make something that was more affordable, all natural, that I could make either, you know, in my house or eventually commercialize. So mostly to replace things on the market already and try to make stuff for myself and my friends.
I do that too. It's way more fun. You've got some really interesting packaging. You want to tell me about that?
Me? Or
you.
Sure. So I'm trying to, right now I'm basically just making the beard stuff, but I'm trying to branch out into other things. You can't see it if you're on the radio, unfortunately, but I'm wearing handmade wooden glasses and there are other things. So my entire product is everything that you can wear in your face. So handmade items you can wear in your face or your head, things like hats and other knitted goods. But eventually all I've got right now, unfortunately, is just the beard stuff.
Does your company have an actual name?
It's called Bonafide.
There we go. We're going to take a little break and we will be back talking some more about crafts and the Art Center Craft Fair on April 25th.
The Art Spot on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
Welcome back to The Art Spot. I'm Jillian Lee, and my guests today are Joyce Allen, Cheryl Philpus, and Kyle Syrie. We are discussing the Art Center Spring Craft Fair, which is coming to the Art Center in Carrboro on April 25th. From 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., you'll be able to visit around 25 local artisans selling handmade goods. There's a cupcake vendor there in case you get hungry. And our bar will be open. We might have lemonade. And we have crafts for the kids, too. So you can bring your kids. You can stick them in a room and let them do arts and crafts while you shop for Mother's Day gifts. Because it's almost Mother's Day then. Perfect. Maybe you want to buy a book to give someone for their middle school graduation. Right, Joyce?
Right.
Joyce Allen is one of our vendors and a longtime teacher at the Arts Center. So we're super pleased to have her. She has been authoring books for many, many years, and we'll have some of those at the craft fair. So we're going to talk a little bit about the books and about the gorgeous cover art.
The cover art on my fantasy trilogy, the first two that are out, is actually by one of our other vendors at the craft fair, who also happens to be a daughter of mine named Anna Crawford, and whose usual art is very different kind of thing, watercolor and mixed media. And she did the covers of the first two of my a trilogy called, I call it the Threads Trilogy, Those Who Hold the Threads and the Threads of Earth. she worked very closely with the book designer on those. And she and I will be sharing a table. She will have many of her other works there, too, and they're wonderful.
We've had Anna at our Elf Fair and at the Spring Craft Fair in the past, and her work is amazing. It's really beautiful, and our the employees at the Art Center are always lining up first thing in the morning to put a hold on the pieces so they don't get sold before all the public shows up. Really excited about those. What can you tell me a little bit about the plot of the books? I like the idea of the threads.
The threads, as I said, it's a fantasy trilogy. It involves some mythology and some computer hacking. And the basic idea that runs through is that the principal character, who's not exactly human, whose name is Jane, doesn't find out until her 14th birthday that she is not who she thought she was, but something more ancient and very much stranger. And then when she meets a boy in school called Adam Knight, she realizes there could also be a great deal of danger.
That's awesome. I want to read them now. I'm going to have to line up and set aside a copy for myself before it gets too busy at the fair. Thank you for sharing with us. And now let's hear from Cheryl about her tamari, her Japanese thread balls. They are gorgeous. I've got some in front of me, and I can't tell you anything about how they're made or anything, so let's go to Cheryl, and she can enlighten us.
Okay. Well, the balls start with a core, and I use either fleece or rice hulls, just because that's what I was taught to do. That's apparently the traditional Japanese, is the rice hulls. And then I wrap yarn around that, and it turns into a ball. And then I wrap thread, ordinary sewing type thread, around that until it's completely covered. And I make larger ones that are about the size of a baseball, and smaller ones are about the size of a golf ball. And so then I'll have a solid color ball of thread, and then I decorate that with a fancier thread. And it's sort of like an embroidery, but you don't have a back to it because you're doing this on a round ball. So if you're familiar with embroidery, think about doing it without having access to the back. But it's very geometric, that I divide the ball into segments and then use those dividing lines and the pins to stitch a very geometric pattern. And some of them are turn out looking like flowers, and some of them are more just geometric design. And you mentioned Mother's Day. These would make very nice Mother's Day gifts.
They really would. They're beautiful, and they do have very, very intricate designs. I cannot imagine doing that. You should probably teach a class on it.
I have taught some friends. I haven't taught any strangers. I have been teaching friends.
Talk to me later. Can you tell me, are the designs more traditional? And maybe talk a bit about the tradition of the balls?
Well, there are books of patterns, and there are patterns online, and they come from Japan. Apparently, there are people who will get the books written in Japanese and look at the pictures and try to figure out how to duplicate the patterns from pictures.
That sounds very complicated.
I've seen some simple pictures. I've looked at some simple pictures and been able to figure out. I figured out a few patterns looking at very simple pictures. Otherwise, I've used instructions on most of these. Put my own slant on all of them. I tend to do, use different colors necessarily than what I've seen in photos and do.
And how did you learn this? Did you take a class or did you teach yourself?
I took a class, and I learned one pattern in the class. And then I was hooked, and then I got some books and learned the rest of the patterns that I've learned have been either from books or from the internet.
It looks like it would be a very meditative craft.
Yes. And actually, the solid color ball, winding the yarn and the thread, I can actually do that in the car. If when I'm on a long trip and my husband is driving, I will...
Don't do that while you drive, please.
I can wind the solid color ball and then have them ready. And then when I'm home, I can do the decorating.
You don't want to use the needle in the car?
No.
Yeah, I know. I've tried knitting in the car. It's not a great idea. Thank you for telling me about those. I'm really excited to see the different stages of them at the fair. Yeah. And it'll be fun to watch you explain them to people, too. Let me just mention a few other people who are going to be at the fair. We have the wonderful Heather Gurney. She's going to be back again. She's there every year and has been at Elf Fair also for us. We've got some encaustic paintings by Jamie McPhail. We will have some upcycled bags and kitchen accessories. And the ever-popular River Takata will be there with all of her many crafts, housewares, and upcycled clothing and whatnot. So we will be back in just a minute to talk with Kyle Syrie about his beard oils.
The Art Spot on 97.9 FM and 1360 AM, WCHL.
You're listening to The Art Spot. I'm Jillian Lee, and we're here talking about the Art Center's Spring Craft Fair on April 25th this year from 11 to 4. It's going to be inside the Art Center, and we will have a kids' craft area. We've got about 25 different local artisans selling handmade crafts from soap to tamari, Japanese thread balls. And we've also got Kyle Syrie making beard balms and oils and other grooming products for dudes. I'm really interested to hear about those, and he's going to tell us right now.
Sure. So there are some interesting ingredients in the ways that things are made. I went about it a little bit more scientifically, I think, than a lot of other people have done, with the logic being one of my main ingredients is almond oil, and a lot of other people use, for lack of a better word, kitsch oils. So things that are kind of like hemp or hops that sound really popular and you read about them in the paper, but they don't really deliver any vitamins. All they do is deliver texture and a high price tag. And so I'm focused on delivering high quality at a low cost, which I think most people prefer.
We appreciate that.
Yeah, right. And so I went through and I made, I don't know, a couple of hundred different bottles and tested them and made sure that they were the right mix. And I think that they are. So I'm really excited to get some feedback from men and women at the craft show.
I'll put it in my hair.
Yeah, sure. Go for it.
Do you have any, are they specialized for different types of hair? I don't have a beard.
So I'm actually going to be branching out into women's products as well. They are sort of for coarser hair, but it's just all natural oil. So if you used all natural oil or heating oil or anything like that on your hair, you could use it as well.
Excellent. What do they smell like?
So my theme is actually based on Union and Confederate Civil War generals. So each one of them has a different name. So the Jackson or the Stewart or whatever it might be. And the one that I'm currently wearing actually has anise. So it's a spicy licorice. I do a lot of cedar wood. One that's a little bit more floral has a jasmine base. So it really runs the gamut from woodsy to kind of spicy to even floral.
How do you pair your generals with their scent?
I just like to think about, you know, what they would have been like. One of my favorites is a guy named, I think his name is Romaine Ayers. I'm not sure how he would have said his name at the time, but he has a quote that says, there are no common men left in the army, which I feel like is, you don't really want to be common. Of course, he was meaning infantry terms of the war, but well, now I'll just take that outside of the context of the war and say, there are no more common men. We're all unique.
Right. So we get Annie's beard oils.
That's correct.
That sounds great. I don't wish I had a beard, but I would put that in my hair. What do you think, ladies?
It sounds wonderful.
It does sound wonderful. So we're very excited this year with the craft fair. We've got some more unique vendors. I think we invited a lot of people from I found a lot of people on Etsy and invited them. So a lot of people who haven't done craft fairs before. We've got one guy who does woodworking, and he makes this convertible standing desk that I really hope he brings to the show. But it starts off, you can put your whole computer or your laptop on it and sit at it. And then it's got joints and things, so you can just adjust it up and stand up. But I thought that was really inventive. So we're going with a, we've got a lot of traditional things, but then also some more inventive things and some new vendors. So I am really excited. I love craft fairs, and I hope you'll come out and see Kyle and Joyce and Cheryl and me and everyone else at the Art Center Spring Craft Fair, April 25th, 11 to 4. Come to the fair. Thank you.